Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
We are officially in Eat Jamaican Month. This is the 12th staging, and there will be a suite of activities for the month of celebration. On today's program, we share how and later or proverb of the day. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. Good morning, and thank you for waking up with us.
Mr. Nepa, you come to check the air monitor?
Yes, man. This is an industrial zone. We have to monitor the air quality.
Sometimes what is released affects us bad, including what is let out in the sea.
Listen, when you see heavy smoke or dusting, smell any unusual odor in the community, call Nepa 754-7540. Let's work together for a cleaner environment.
A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency and the Pan American Health Organization.
Eat Jamaican Month is a national call for action and aims to encourage all Jamaicans to play their part in planting and consuming more local foods. The Month of Activities is hosted by the Jamaica Agricultural Society with support from the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries.
The Governor General of Jamaica is the patron, and on the 25th of November, he will declare November as Eat Jamaican Month, and he will declare November 25th as Eat Jamaican Day.
President of the Jamaica Agricultural Society, Senator Norman Grant. The theme for the entire month is Grow What We Eat, Eat What We Grow. The Eat What We Grow campaign, launched November 2003, is a movement towards achieving food security and food and economic independence. Activities to commemorate the month include a Thanksgiving service on Sunday, November 15 at the Buff Bay Independence Baptist Church starting at 10 a.m., an Eat Jamaican Day exposition on Wednesday, November 25 at the Jamaica 4-H Club's headquarters from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., as well as the Eat Jamaican Schools Essay Competition, which will be divided into two categories, 9 to 13 years and 14 to 18 years. The competition will take place in each parish. The national winner will then be selected from the parish winners.
The questions that the competition will ask the participant is, how does eating Jamaican products lead to health and wellness? How can eating Jamaican products place the island as a culinary destination globally? And how eating Jamaican products does cement our athlete sports dominance in the world? And how can linkage between the agriculture and the tourism sector enhance economic growth for Jamaica?
The month-long celebration will culminate with an evening of authentic Jamaican cuisine on Wednesday, November 25, at the Jamaica 4-H Club's headquarters from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m.
For that, the public is going to be asked to pay some $2,500. To come in, and they'll be able to eat great food.
JAS President Senator Norman Grant. And now for our proverb of the day. Peel neck chicken cry for life, im no cry for feather. Translation, peel neck chicken cries for life, not feathers. And this means life is more important than beauty.
Calling all government pensioners in St. James, Westmoreland, Hanover, St. Elizabeth, Trelawney. The Accountant General's Department invites you to its Pensioners Information Forum. Come learn more about the AGD's modernization program and other services. Our final stop will be at West Jamaica Conference Center, Mount Salem Road, Montego Bay, Friday, November 13, starting at 10 a.m. Representatives from the NHF, SAGICOR, and other financial institutions will also be on hand to share useful information on pension health benefits and so much more. That's a Pensioners Information Forum hosted by the Accountant General's Department, West Jamaica Conference Center, Mount Salem Road, Montego Bay, Friday, November 13, starting at 10 a.m. See you there.
That's it for today's program. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.